We have tracked down our good pal Ben Standing, who's out in Ashburn today to get to the bottom of this whole waffle situation. Benjamin, how are you?
Feel a little concerned at the moment, but I am doing all right.
What are you concerned about?
Look, man, there's nothing worse for a reporter than when you're putting some news out there and getting it wrong. And,
it's not really news. I mean, if we're being honest, like, you didn't report, as I said earlier, it's not like they signed a guy that they didn't, or they traded someone, or they cut someone. A little confusion with the waffles, but this is why it's funny on our end. So,
well, as somebody with the team just said to me, you know, there's going to be some 8-year-old showing up at the game now thinking that's they're getting some waffle mix. And you're going to get them crying. So I'm like, all right, great.
That will definitely happen, inevitably. So hopefully you don't lose sleep about all the people, including myself and Darius going to the game, who are excited about the waffles. But no, what happened was, so Standing tweets out the waffle thing, which was basically you're going to get waffles if you come to the game. It's very random, like minor league baseball-esque, that you would give out a box of waffle mix. So I'm going, I haven't seen anyone else tweet this. I call up Standing, a little peel back the curtain, and he's busy and it's very quick and I'm in a break. And I'm like, is this a real thing or did other people get this? And he's like, oh yeah, we got this out here right now. Like it's a thing. And I'm like, all right, cool. So then we talk about it on air, Ben, and we do this whole segment about how the new Harris ownership group gets it. These guys are giving out presents.
What? This is genius. So innovative.
This is genius. These guys, you know, they're giving their consumer a pickle. They really know how to get to their fans through their bellies and you know, all this nonsense. Mitch Rales' idea, I guarantee it. He's just a man of the people. And only to find out they're actually not giving out waffles.
Yeah, you know, look, this is reading 101. Actually, the key point is to read and comprehend, and I only did sort of one of those things. And it says that it's technically like a I don't know if it's a raffle. I'm afraid to say what it is. But like, you go to Jane Daniels' IG, people will get picked and they'll win and whatever. But I knew something was off when PR started texting me, hey, where'd you get this waffle story? I was like, uh-oh, wait a minute, what?
Oh, no.
That was the tell?
Oh, no.
You're like, yeah, I was from you guys, I thought, right?
Well, I knew it was like an outside thing. Like, clearly has a sponsorship with this group, I guess. So I knew it was from that, but, you know, typically these things are orchestrated, coordinated, what have you. And so when I'm getting the message, hey, I haven't heard about this, I'm like, oh, boy. And then I looked a little bit closer. I'm like, oh, I better fix this.
Scott has a question here. He says, ask Ben, is there a specific gate we need to exit from Northwest Stadium to get our free waffles on Sunday?
I assume the W gate, right? I mean,
right. That would make the most sense. Right?
Whatever's closest to a local supermarket, is that
the next angle was, and again, this is our own fault because you give us an inch, we're going to take a mile. So we started talking about how we should figure out what Luke McCaffrey's favorite breakfast food is. And maybe they could give out like pancake mix 2 weeks from now at the home game. We had this whole plan for breakfast all season long. It went off the rails a little bit.
Yep.
So
right.
We'll throw ourselves under the bus. But if you want to, you can come with us. I mean,
I definitely texted my wife. I want breakfast or dinner tonight.
However you want to do this.
Well, like my favorite part this is actually there. My favorite part is it says Jaden Daniels likes not just one waffle for breakfast, but in all caps, two waffles.
That is incredible.
I was like, if you said like he wanted like five, I was like, okay, two. That's not like that's like a pretty standard scenario. But
very
okay,
specific
sure, whatever.
Amount, yeah.
But I also knew something was going on because my buddy John just texted me a few minutes ago. He's like, are you annoyed with Grant and Danny right now? I'm like, why? He goes, well, they're like messing with you about this waffle thing. I was like, oh boy. So that's when I knew it was really going off the rails.
Never. It was always fun. It's why.
Well, because we look. See, here's the thing, Ben. Nobody ran harder with it than us. We're like when Mark Sanchez handed off to Adrian Peterson, he went like 90 yards against the Eagles. We're sitting there going, whoever's responsible, give him a raise. Let's get him on the horn to compliment him. What a genius thing to do. Like we instead of like a footnote, we spent 10 minutes waxing poetic with each other about how important this was
for fan outreach. Yeah.
This look no further than how different everything is.
Sign of the times. Dan would have never done this. and all those types of things.
All the research that we did to find out that nobody's ever given away waffles at, at a stadium before.
Yes, we had Darius on that hours and hours to find out it is unprecedented.
What an innovative thing.
We know that they've changed, they've upgraded some of their food options. I mean, who knows? Maybe by the time they're back for another home game, waffles is on the menu. You never know.
I actually think that, and you're first on the scene.
Yeah, lean into that.
Tailgate Ted just said, wait, what? I'm not getting waffles on Sunday?
No. Oh, no.
My concern is the people that turned off their radio. So this one guy tweeted us a picture of a conversation he had. I mean, you just can't make this up. This dude, Joe, says, at Grant H. Paulson, you've made me look foolish. Standing, this was the actual text convo with his buddy who's probably like at a big boy job. He goes, nothing like 106.7 during football season. Just learned they're giving out a box of waffle mix to us at the game on Sunday because Jaden eats waffles before every game. His buddy goes, LMAO, that's unreal. And he goes, apparently, it was a false report, shaking my head.
Apparently, it's a false report.
Grant and Danny screwed us again.
Oh, God.
Anyway, no waffles, just to be clear. But there are waffles on his Instagram account, right? Isn't that a thing?
I believe that is a you double check with your sources, but I believe tomorrow at some point in the morning there will be some sort of giveaway on Jaden Daniels' Instagram for waffle mix. Look, the box is creative. Sure, why not? Have fun. Go get some waffles.
I think by nature of how this whole thing unfolded, you're going to have to be all over it. You're going to have to report on this like it's a real thing.
Are you?
Do you know what I mean, Ben?
Like, by nature, are you a waffle guy, Ben? Or are you more of a pancake French toast guy?
It's one of those deals. If I get the third pick, I'm good. I can go for any. If you made me pick, I'd probably go pancakes. But honestly, those are it's like Charlie's Angels. Just give me whichever one. I'm probably good.
This is so funny. This guy just tweeted, standing me and you. And he goes, can't wait for this little one's first ever Commanders game. He's especially looking forward to the free waffles. And it's the cutest kid I've ever seen with a onesie that says born into this in burgundy and gold. Oh, God, that's great.
I saw somebody tweeted, Danny tweeted about this, and they tweeted at him and me they took my Twitter avatar where I'm standing next to Peyton Manning with my mic. They swapped that Peyton Manning for a Waffle House.
Yep.
They said they want this to be my avatar now. I might have to do it.
Just lean in.
I think you do it.
I think the reason it's great, and shtick aside, I mean, I'm not just pumping Ben's tires because he's on with us. As I said earlier, when we found out about the waffle situation at hand. We'll call it waffle situation. Like, thorough. Investigator. Doesn't miss. Batting average, batting 1,000 on football.
Dots the I's. Cross the T's.
This is what he does. He is in his element in week two. Waffles are waffles. We're not going to worry too much about waffles. But I did want to get you on just to figure out exactly what was going on, because I knew you would have this for us. So to be clear, no waffles at the game or waffles at the game?
No. My understanding, there will be no waffles at the game. Hopefully, no math either. I'm not good at either of these things, apparently.
Oh, my God. So good. All right, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. We will catch up
very soon. I will see you at Northwest Stadium on Sunday.
Look forward to it. Have fun. See you guys.
He's a good egg. Ben Standing of The Athletic. Go follow him there and check out his work. You should already be following him on social media.